God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Extension Glory radio show, internet radio show. This is your host, Prophetess Princess Wong. I'm so glad you took the time to come on the line so we can dialogue, so we can talk about certain various topics concerning the kingdom, concerning the will of God, concerning what God is saying and what he's doing. God bless you. Welcome to Establishing the Glory Internet Radio Show. Again, I am your host, Prophetess Princess Brown, and I bring you kingdom greetings in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If anybody out there knows, I am a true worshiper of Jesus Christ, and though I wanted to go in and do that, I said we're just going to have to push it aside so that I can get straight to what we're going to talk about today and so we can get off the line and enjoy our day. But thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for dialing in. We're not going to be on here long. It's only for 30 minutes. So today we're going to continue the series concerning the prophetic. If anybody has been paying attention, if you're following me on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, or whether or not this is a burden that God has put on my heart to begin to talk to the people and speak to the people concerning the will of God when it comes to the prophetic, when it comes to the prophetic office, the prophetic grace, the prophetic calling, the function, just the mantle, all of that. So it's so much to the prophetic, as I was saying last week. It is so much to the prophetic. I mean, it's so many places when it comes to the prophetic. Like I said, you have the prophetic office when somebody has been called from the womb of God, from the womb, from a child to walk into the actual office of the prophetic, in which they're not just prophesying. Okay, they're walking in a certain realm of authority, and they're walking in a certain realm of grace for a particular function, for a work. It's not just prophesying to people out of happiness, okay? It's not just prophesying to people out of joy, but there is a specific work that you're doing in the earth as a prophet, okay? And then we're discussing that it's a difference when you just have the gift. And once again, if you are a believer of Jesus Christ, if you are a believer of Jesus Christ, you should be able to be used to prophesy at some point, okay? That's what we're talking about, the spiritual gifts, the gift of prophecy, to foretell whether future, past, present, anything like that. You should be able to operate in that. So once again, you don't have to be a prophet. We talked about that last week. You don't have to be a prophet to actually prophesy. You should be able to do it. We talked about it from Joel 2 and 26 through the 28th verse. We talked about in the last days, God was going to pour out of his spirit upon all flesh, and our sons and our daughters was going to prophesy. Young men have visions, and the old men have dreams, things of that nature. We talked about last week that, once again, you don't have to be a prophet to prophesy. But I will say this, if you are a prophet, that should be something that God has put upon your life, something that you operate in from birth. It's not at a certain time period. From birth, this is what you should have been called and mandated to do. Even though we know that there is a process before God actually release us in a place of maturity to do the work. Let me say that before I continue. If God has called you to the fivefold ministry, if he has called you into one of the offices, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verses, I believe it's 12, 13, and all of that, if he's called you to the offices of the prophet, the apostle, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist, the office, the ascending gift, then this is what you should be from birth, okay? This is not something you just come into at the last minute. This is who you are from birth. You just grow into it. You have clues. You have identity things. You have places. And then you have affirmed people who can also bring it to your attention. But this is just who God has called you to be from birth, okay? Now, we all know that there's a process before he actually releases you to do the work, before he actually releases you to actually walk in that level of maturity to do the work. I mean, even Jesus Christ, and this is something, here's a little tip. This is what I tell people about Jesus Christ. Even Jesus Christ, he was the Son of the living God. He was God in the flesh. He didn't even go into ministry until it was time. Uh-oh. Come on, somebody. Jesus Christ didn't go into the full time of ministry until it was time. Now, when he was younger, the Bible declares that he was in the synagogue, the temple, teaching all these other people who thought they knew, teaching wise men and teaching folks. And you know, the Bible talks about that in the gospel, in the early part of the gospel. But Jesus Christ didn't even enter full-time ministry until the appointed time. The Bible declares he was at least 30 or 31, okay? So I will say that if God has called you that from birth, not saying this is something you're going to just go into. God has to process you to do the work. I just wanted to make a difference that there is a difference when God has put that ascending gift upon your life to walk in that function and office of that of the prophetic. And like we said, there's a difference when you just have the gift of prophecy, in which all believers of Jesus Christ, if you have the Holy Ghost, all believers of Jesus Christ should be able to prophesy. That's according to 1 Corinthians. It talks about that in 1 Corinthians. Let me get my Bible out. It talks about that in 1 Corinthians where you should be able to prophesy. So if you are a believer of Jesus Christ, God should be able to come upon you in the spirit realm and prophesy to people, okay? And you don't have to be a prophet to do that. Then we have the mantle of the prophetic. And usually when God has put the mantle of the prophetic, it usually coincides with the office. A lot of times when he's giving you the mantle, like Elisha and Elijah, okay, when he's giving you the mantle, it usually coincides when God has called you to the office of it, okay? But I will say this, God can give you the mantle of the prophetic without you walking into the office. What it is, the mantle is you're taking portion of that person, okay? Okay, like Elisha and Elijah. Well, both of them was called to the office. Both of them were prophets. It wasn't like he was just, you know, in the prophetic where he just had the gift and God put out the mantle on him. But both of them was called to the actual office, the actual work of the prophetic, okay? And so with that being said, I will say that concerning the mantle of the prophetic, you can get the mantle of the prophetic from somebody without walking in the office. But a lot of times, for those who walk in the office, that's just, you know, a lot of times it coincides with it. I've met a lot of people, and I can even say that for myself, that I've set under my mentor, Apostle Kimberly C. Johnson, and even though God has already called me to the office, because I sat under her, because it was a part of his will, I received portion of what God has given her in the spirit realm. I received portion of it, okay? That's what the mantle is. But I will say this. There are some people that are not called to the prophetic office, and you can get the mantle of somebody that God has assigned you to, whether as a spiritual father, a spiritual parent in the body of Christ, or whether as your pastor. Or it could be somebody in your house, your father, your mother, somebody in there who had that level of authority and went with God, that God can pass the mantle over to you. And you don't even have to walk in the office, but you can have the mantle of the prophetic. But I will say that a lot of times it does coincide with the prophetic office. I know a lot of people, and I see it a lot, even in the Bible, that a lot of times the prophets would pass the mantle to another prophet. But I just wanted to clarify that you can get the mantle of the prophetic without being a prophet, okay? The other part that we're talking about is the prophetic grace. The book of Ephesians talk about, with Apostle Paul teaches the church that if you prophesy, you have to prophesy according to your measure of grace, okay? You have to prophesy according to your measure of grace, and not just grace, but prophesy according to your measure of faith. The Bible says we prophesy according to the proportion of our faith. Okay, so I will say that whether you have the gift of prophecy, okay, in which all believers should have, all believers should operate in, okay, if you have the gift of prophecy, or if you walk in the office of prophecy, or if you have the mantle of the prophetic. And once again, we talked about how you can have the mantle and you don't have to be a prophet, okay? But you're getting portion of that person. You're getting portion of that realm of the spirit that person had, okay? So either way, any area of the prophetic that you operate in, you have to walk in it in the measure that God has given you. To some people, their measure is over here, okay? Maybe God uses you from time to time to prophesy in a measure of when it comes to finances. I'm just making prime examples. I'm not saying you have to, but he might use you in a measure when it comes to, I've heard some prophets or some prophetic people, those who have the prophetic, I've heard them prophesy in a measure when it comes to names. I've heard them prophesy to a measure when it comes to addresses. I've heard them prophesy to a measure when it comes to literally being able to hear conversations. That is a measure of grace, okay? That is a measure of grace. That is a measure of a proportion of their faith, but that is a measure and a level of grace that God has allowed them to come into, okay? But I will say this. I'm going to say it again, like I said in the previous teaching. No matter what measure you're walking in, and no matter whether you're walking as a prophet, a person with a gift, a person who prophesies by the Holy Spirit as a believer, or if you're walking in the mantle of the prophetic, no matter what level of grace and what measure of faith you use in, you're supposed to point to Jesus Christ. I'm going to say it again. Whatever measure or whichever one you're called to, you're supposed to be able to point to Jesus Christ and release the will of God. Why? Why did I say that? If anybody remembered in the last segment, I said that because the Bible says in 1 Peter, he says there is, and I believe it's James as well, that there is a level of wisdom that is not of God. There is wisdom that is earthly, devilish, okay? It has nothing to do with God. So that's why I said you have to, either way that God chooses you, whether he chooses you to walk in the prophetic office, the mantle which is just giving portion, receiving portion of that person's spirit when it comes to the prophetic, or whether you walk in the gift as a believer of Jesus Christ, where the Holy Spirit uses you to prophesy for that moment in time, okay, either way you do, all of your prophetic should do one thing. It should declare the will of God. All of your prophetic should do one thing. It should point to Jesus Christ. If you're not doing one of these things right here, then it's not prophetic, and you need to go back. Okay? I told somebody the other day, we were just talking. I said, even I've heard people, and you know, I've heard it and I've seen it, where people talked about the prophetic when it comes to money. God don't have a problem with money. The Bible talks about money. The Bible talks about wealth, and the Bible talks about prosperity. So I'm not bringing it up to, you know, put that down when you prophesy about money. I'm making a point. If you're going to prophesy about money, then the money that you're speaking of should declare the mind of God. What I mean is, if you're going to prophesy to somebody about money, then the will of God should be revealed concerning the money. Did somebody hear me? Okay, if you're going to prophesy about certain things, it should reveal the will of God. If you're prophesying about marriages, if you're prophesying about money, if you're prophesying about jobs, if you're prophesying about ministry, if you're prophesying about the mindset, the regions, the nations, if you're prophesying about healing, if you're prophesying about revival, if you're prophesying about just eyesight, whatever it is, you should be declaring the will of God. Let me say this, people. When we don't understand the purpose of a thing, abuse come in. And when we don't understand the purpose of a thing, not only abuse come in, deception come in. Because you don't have understanding of what you're doing. You don't have understanding of the identity of it. All sorts of deception has been coming in the prophetic. All sorts of craziness, deception, things that have nothing to do with God has been entering into the prophetic. Why? Because people don't understand the purpose of it. If you understand the purpose of anything, you will not open doors for abuse. And if you walk into it, okay? If you understand the purpose of you having money, you won't abuse money, right? If you understand the purpose of being married, well, Lord Jesus, I ain't gonna go there. If you understand the purpose of whatever you do, if you understand your purpose, watch this, you won't abuse your life. You won't abuse your time. You won't abuse your connections. You won't abuse nothing tied to you. Why? Because you understand the purpose. So people of God, we have to understand the purpose of the prophetic. according to the word of God, the purpose of the prophetic, if you look at the prophets in the Bible, and if you look at even the New Testament now, the purpose of the prophetic, number one, the prophets only pointed to Jesus Christ. That's right off the bat, baby. They pointed to Jesus Christ. All of them pointed to his coming. All of it pointed to that he will be the deliverer and that he will give us a new place. He will be the promise to the children of Israel. And watch this. Since Jesus is coming back again, do you not think that God is not calling us to point back to him again? Since Jesus is coming back the second time, do you not think that he's not calling us to point back to him again? Which means when you prophesy, it should not be pointed to you. It should not be pointed to your ministry. It should not be pointed to how awesome you are. The prophetic should be used to point people back to God. What do you mean point back to God? Back to his word, back to his teaching, back to his doctrine, back to his will. I just said in the beginning of the prophetic is to point to Jesus Christ. And the second thing that I said was reveal the will of God. So whether he's using you to prophesy as a prophet, whether he's using you to prophesy with the gift, in which all believers of Jesus Christ, if you are a believer of Jesus Christ, where Jesus Christ is Lord, then God should be able to use you to prophesy. And not just that, let me say this. The book of Corinthians, First Corinthians, it talks about the spiritual gifts of the Spirit. Not only should you be prophesying, you should be able to do deliverance. You should be able to do healing, signs, and wonders. That's not just for the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, and the prophet, and the apostle. That's not just for them. It's for you. If you walk close to God enough, if you believe, Jesus Christ said, these works shall you do when you believe in my name. You should be able to do it. So let me say that. God just shouldn't be using you to prophesy from time to time. You should be able to operate in evangelism. You should be able to reach people to Christ. You should be able to point them to Christ. You should be able to do signs and wonders. You should be supposed to do deliverance. Deliverance ministry, signs and wonders, and prophetic is not just for folks with titles. Let me break that deception right now. Supposed to be doing it because you believe in his name. And don't get me wrong, you have to have a life where you have made Jesus Christ Lord. Let me say that too, because some people just believe in his name and come to church. That ain't going to work. You have to have a relationship with God, and you have to truly be his disciple to do his works. Let me talk about that a little bit, okay? Because while we're talking about the prophetic, this is major. This is major, a part of the prophetic, okay? You're supposed to be able to do these works, not only because you believe in his name, but you have became his disciple. Well, how do you become his disciple? You're not his disciple just because you came to church, and you're not his disciple just because you claim him as Lord. You become his disciple when you do what? When you follow his teachings, when you follow his commandments, okay? That's one of the major commandments when it came to the Moses and the children of Israel, that you need to love the Lord thy God and obey his commandments. And watch this. Why can't we obey his commandments? Because in the Bible days, in the days of Moses, in the days of the children of Israel, they didn't have the power to obey God. Uh-oh. Oh, God. They didn't have the power to obey God. They didn't have it. But we have the power now. We have the witness of Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost. Come on. We have the Comforter. We have the Spirit of truth to now obey God. So my point is, getting back to my subject, I'm sorry, you just take me wherever. Getting back to my subject, as a believer of Jesus Christ, you should be able to prophesy, and you should be able to do all the works of Jesus Christ from time to time, whenever God want to use you, okay? So, but getting back to the prophetic office, gifts, mantle, and grace, No matter which area God has called you to, you should be revealing the will of God. I can't make that plain enough. I don't care what you're prophesying about. The will of God needs to come out of your mouth, or you're not prophesying. Oh, Lord. There is a difference of prophesying. There is a difference of discerning of spirits. There is a difference of actually not prophesying, but there's a difference of word of wisdom and knowledge. Even though it all kind of fall under the same umbrella, you know what I'm saying? It all kind of falls under the same umbrella. There's a difference to it. Discerning of spirits is a gift to be able to discern good and evil. It goes with discernment. You're able to discern what's before you. You're sensitive to the realm of the spirit. You're sensitive to discern when the presence of God is on the scene and when the presence of God is not on the scene. You're able to discern spirits. And some of that, it's so much I could teach on with this. And a lot of that, when it comes to discerning of spirits, a lot of that, it is sharpened not only through prayer, not only through worship, not only through the word and having a life of purity, but a lot of that is sharpened through pain. A lot of that is sharpened through experience. A lot of times you don't know how to discern things until you done went through something. And it kind of creates a wisdom. It kind of creates a wisdom, an understanding to know what you're seeing. And a matter of fact, the spirit of discernment, the gift of discernment also ties to the sons of Issachar in First Chronicles, when the sons of Issachar was able to tell the timing and the season. So that's also a part of discernment. It's not just discerning who don't like you. Let me break that up. Come on now. It shouldn't you shouldn't be, watch this. You shouldn't be just discerning evil. Come on now, people. Yeah, I've heard people say, I know when somebody don't like me all day long. Really? No, that's not discernment. That's paranoia. Not only paranoia, that is your insecurities. That is other things going on with you that you have not allowed God to deal with. But what I'm saying is discerning of spirits, that does tie into the prophetic to a certain degree, as well as word of wisdom and knowledge. To be able to give a word of wisdom and knowledge, something to be able to say something to somebody, and it was a word of wisdom and knowledge. Okay? That ties into the prophetic. But when you prophesy, you are foretelling past, present, or future. That means you should be speaking the will of God. Even if you're doing discernment of spirits, or even if you have the gift of word of wisdom and knowledge, in which all of them kind of falls under the prophetic umbrella. Either way, you should be releasing the will of God. That is my point. I don't care how much you see. I don't care how much you hear. The will of God needs to be spoken. Or sometimes the will of God is not spoken. Sometimes it's prayed. Okay, so we're going to do also a series on intercession. And we're going to do a series on prayer. And we're going to do some series on prophetic intercession, okay? Because not everything that we do as far as God's will is always spoken. Sometimes it's always interceded upon. As a matter of fact, when God releases a word to you, you should go into intercession. You should go into prayer because you need to define out the proper method that you're supposed to do with the prophetic. You need to find out if it's supposed to be spoken. And if it is supposed to be spoken, who is it spoken to? And if it is supposed to be spoken to somebody and it's supposed to be spoken, at what time should you be opening your mouth? Okay? And you also need to determine if this is something that do not need to be released in the atmosphere, but needs to be brought in intercession, straight in intercession. You don't need to be saying that. I'm going to make a prime example. I have a problem. Forgive me, people. I have the word of God to back me up. But I have a problem when we have people that walk around prophesying death all day. My question is to you, and I'm not saying that God is not going to have you to say it, because sometimes he wants to reveal it. And oftentimes, if he is going to make you reveal it, I need you to tell me that you have already interceded in that situation. unless God have told you, like he did Jeremiah, unless he told you not to intercede, unless he say this is something of my will and there's nothing you can do to interrupt it, there's nothing you can do to stop it. All you can do is probably pray for the comfort of people, pray for the minds, and pray for yourself, or pray for your other people, pray for their mindsets or the reaction to it, okay? If God doesn't tell you like he did Jeremiah, because Jeremiah, God told him, don't pray for them no more, okay? Unless he's doing you like that, that's the first thing you need to tell me. I prayed before I said this, because I'm going to have a problem with that. If you always prophesying death, you always prophesying doom, and you mean to tell me God didn't even open up the door for you to intercept it? Unless it's something that whether you pray or not, because there are some things, let me say this, as we're talking about the prophetic, there are some things that God will reveal and which the word of God is the prophetic, okay? The word of God is prophecy all by itself, okay? But if there's something that's going to come to pass as according to the what's already written, okay, if it's something that's going to come to pass because it's already written, or it's something that God is saying, this is just my will, and you cannot interrupt this, okay, unless you say something like that, okay, then I can get with it. But if you just keep prophesying death, you just keep prophesying doom, you just keep prophesying all this stuff, and you mean to tell me since we are now under the description of grace, since Jesus Christ has came now, and that's all he's doing now in this season is interceding for us, okay, the Bible declares that he is interceding on the right hand of the Father. So since we are under grace, if that's the only thing God is making you do and he's not making you pray about it, that's a problem. Okay, because we're going to have to talk about that as well. That the prophetic ties into so much. It ties into word of wisdom and knowledge. It ties into intercession. It ties into discerning of spirits. It ties into counsel and wisdom, the spirit of counsel and wisdom and might. It ties into prophetic songs. We're going to have to talk about that too, prophetic psalmists, musicians, and minstrels. It ties into a lot when it comes to the different places of the prophetic. But my point is, whether you are a prophet, whether you are a minstrel, whether you speak word of wisdom and knowledge, whether you are operating in the gifts of discerning of spirits, in which we will have to cover each and every one because it's a lot to it, or whether you have the gift as a believer where the spirit does use you, or unless you have received portion of somebody's spirit, no matter where you are in the when it comes to the prophetic use, you should be doing one thing. I don't know how many times I have to make that clear. I will keep saying it and keep saying it. You should be doing one thing. That is declaring the will of God. When you start getting away from that, you need to watch it. When you start taking away from declaring the will of God, you need to go back and get purified when it comes to the prophetic, because that is the purpose of the prophetic. Even if you're a marketing prophet, even if you're somebody where God uses in business, in street, politics, you have to be declaring the will of God. It shouldn't be about greed. It shouldn't about getting everybody's attention on you. If God allows people to pay attention to you, he's not allowing them to pay attention to you. He's allowing them to pay attention to something he wants to do in you. We have to understand that. Because these gifts, these abilities come from God. It don't belong to you. When you die, when it comes time for you to stand in judgment, when it comes time for you to get out of here, you're going to bring that gift. That gift going to go right back to God. So it doesn't belong to you. The purpose of it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. Therefore, you should be decreeing his will. Whether you sing in the song, whether you pray it, and you're a prophetic intercessor, whether you prophesy, whether you're giving a word of wisdom and knowledge, whether you're giving discernment of spirits and you're able to discern, you should be declaring God. That's it. You know, it's so much to this, and I don't even have enough time to finish. I wanted to go. But I wanted to talk about today. It's like he just took me wherever he wanted to, and I don't have no problem with it. But he talked to me today. I'm just going to finish this up, and we're going to have to get off the line. Oh, my God. He talked to me today about talking about the prophetic burden. There's various scriptures. I can give you the scripture from Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, the 10th and the 11th verse. It talks about what Jesus Christ would be doing. He will be bearing the burden of the Lord. Okay? 53:5, 4 and 5. Actually, 3 through the 5th verse. It talked about the burden of Jesus Christ. And that's what I wanted to talk about concerning the prophetic as well today. That when you operate in the prophetic, whether prophet, you have the gift of the prophetic, the mantle of the prophetic, God will allow you to use it, and he will put that burden on you, a strong burden on you. And a lot of times, when he puts a strong burden on you, a lot of times intercessory is birth. Not only is intercessory birth, but a lot of times when God is putting a strong burden on you, okay, because Jesus Christ talks about that. I mean, Isaiah talks about that, the burden that Jesus Christ was going to bear. That's a part of partaking of the same burden like Jesus Christ. It's just that you're burdening, you're carrying the will of God. See, here we go again. You're carrying the will of God. You're carrying something God wants to do. You're carrying an idea. You're carrying an intercession for something. You're carrying a plan, a detail. You're carrying some vision, some insight. There are times as prophetic people that you will go through seasons where you will wear or you will carry prophetic burdens. You will carry grief sometimes. You will carry strong intercession. You will carry some vexation. Now, I ain't talking about when you're just angry and you're just frustrated and you're just mean. Now, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying spiritually where you will wear some of the same feelings of Jesus Christ. Did y'all hear that? The feelings, the expressions of Jesus Christ. And oftentimes when you are feeling a prophetic burden, oftentimes there are two things God is trying to bring out of you, whether it's intercession or it's something he's trying to birth in the earth. And either way it goes, you should be able to do both. What I mean is, if you are carrying a prophetic burden, I've heard some people say as prophetic people, hey, I'm carrying this on my back, or I'm carrying this in my stomach, or some of them have carried headaches, and some of them have carried like a level of grief. It's not of their own. It's not something that they just woke up and just said, I'm sad or depressed. Something that fell upon them like, oh, I can't get this grief off of me. I think I need to pray. You know, I've heard people say, I'm carrying this. It's like something God want to do. I notice that a lot. I hear a lot of prophetic people say, or in ministries, or while they're on their job, they say, you know, God been dealing with me about this. It's like it's like I'm sensing this. I'm hearing this. That's a prophetic burden. And depending on the will of God concerning that prophetic burden, whether he wants you to go into intercession, and you should be doing that anyway, okay? Prophets or prophetic people, we should be one of the greatest intercessors ever. I can't express that enough. If you are a prophet, if you are prophetic people, and not just that, let me say this, period. If you are a believer of Jesus Christ, I'm just going to bring it back simple. You should be developing that anyway. I mean, you, it gets no worse than that. You cannot be God's true disciple without a prayer life. I'm just telling you right now. It won't work. You won't be effective without it. You can be his disciple, okay, because you're saved. You're saved by grace, by the blood of the Lamb, but you won't be effective in the earth. You won't be effective when the enemy comes in against you. You want to be effective when it comes to ministry. You want to be effective when it comes to the will of God. But especially when you're calling yourself a prophetic person, you have a prophetic mantle, you have the gift of the prophetic, or you walk in the office of the prophetic, that should be one of your strongest points is intercession. If it ain't, honey, I mean, with all due respect, I'll tell you off the bat, if you don't have a level of intercession, I don't even want to hear your prophetic. Sorry, that's where I'm at. Forgive me. I don't. That's just me. But I'm just saying, I'm trying to say that you should have that. That should be one of your greatest levels and one of the greatest things that God is going to birth in you. When you are a prophetic person, God is going to birth intercession in you. Because your ministry is going to consist of great intercession if he's calling you to the prophetic. But I'm going to say it once again. As a believer of Jesus Christ, you should be called to that anyway. But I'm just saying that if you are saying that this is something that God is calling you to and that he's bringing you to, even the most seasoned people I know in the prophetic, even the most seasoned people I know as an apostle, as a pastor, as a teacher, that's one of the greatest areas that God started in. He started with teaching them and training them and using circumstances, using trouble to birth out a prayer life, to birth out intercession. That's important because not all the time are you going to be talking, especially when you're walking in the prophetic. Not all the time is God going to tell you to say something. Sometimes you're going to have to bear that thing in intercession. You got to birth that thing out. You got to cry it out. You got to intercept it. You got to intervene. Or not just that, sometimes you just got to birth it out in prayer and see the manifest later. And so if you're coming to the prophetic to get attention, that's going to be your downfall. I'm just helping you on the line. If you're coming to the prophetic office, and I know a lot of people still can do whatever they want, that's fine. I'm telling you right now, that's going to be your greatest downfall. Because the prophetic is not the place for you to get attention. You may think it is because people are like, oh, wow, you can say this and you can hear this from God. And, oh, you can give me answers. But it's going to be your greatest downfall. Because when it comes time to actually do the work of it, when it comes time to do the things that consist of the prophetic, when it comes to the prophetic sufferings, there. Let me say this. I'm going to get off the phone. I don't have time. Oh, my God, I need to maybe push it out some more. When you are called to anything, there are certain afflictions that go with it. Did y'all hear what I just said? Anything that God has called you to, there are certain afflictions that go with it. Like there's some glory that goes with it, like there's a certain fruit, like certain manifestations, certain things that you would just see. There's also certain things that come with it with affliction. So if you're coming to the prophetic for attention, that's going to be your downfall. You have to come to the prophetic because God called you and he graced you for it. And don't get me wrong, sometimes, especially when you're starting off, if you're on the line and you're answering the call, you identify that God wants to use you in that arena. You know, a lot of times we have a strong zeal, we have a strong excitement, we head over the hills, okay? We're ready at all times. You're ready at all times to just cross that. I'm saying that you have to still have understanding that though it's an honor and though God uses you, you have to have understanding that it is not about you. And I know we always say that and it's just simple, but it really is true, and we got to get back to that. The prophetic has nothing to do with you. As a matter of fact, the prophetic is the most ridiculed, misunderstanding, painful things for you to operate in. Not because it doesn't give glory to God or that that is not an honor. Don't get me wrong. It is an honor when God can reveal his will to you, when he can reveal his secrets, when he can cause you to prophesy and give understanding to people, when he can release the will of God, instructions. Don't get me wrong. It is an honor. But because of what comes with it, because that it's so close to pointing to Jesus Christ, it has a lot to do with truth. It has a lot to do with pointing to Jesus Christ. It has a lot to do with releasing the will of God. And a lot of times, flesh don't want to hear the will of God. There's a lot of pain that comes with it, too. There's a lot of affliction that comes with it, too. So if you're coming to this for the wrong reason, that's going to be your downfall. You know, people of God, I don't even have enough time. But we're going to continue this segment. But I hope and I pray that something said today would just stir you up. And actually, over the next few segments, we're going to open up to have people to ask questions. We're going to have dialogue. So I'm going to let you know not only to call in, but, you know, tell you how we can do that. We'll have dialogue. We can be able to ask questions to each other, edify one another. And over the next few segments, I'm going to have other people to come in that I know. Because one thing about me, let me tell you something. I don't have to have the mic. I don't have to always have the attention. I know that God is using other people, and I know how to say, here, please, let him use you, you know. So I'm going to be having some other people come. I'm going to be getting my mentor from Chicago, Apostle Kimberly C. Johnson. Amen, amen. I'm telling you, if you ain't heard of her, if you ain't heard of her ministry, Lord Jesus, I feel sorry. I do. But I'm going to be having her to come on the line, and she's going to go into some more teaching on this. And, oh, Lord, this is the person that birthed me out. So that's all I got to say. That's all I got to say right there. Okay? And so I'm going to have her to come on the line. I'm going to have some other people that God is connecting me to, and some that I'm not connected to. That God said, hey, bring them on the line. Let them talk and share certain things, because everybody don't know everything. We don't have everything down pat. And I believe in doing that. So I'm going to have some other people come. Once again, Apostle Kimberly C. Johnson, I'm trying to get her to come next week where she's actually on the show. So stay tuned. If she go ahead and give me the okay. Anyway, so I'm trying to get her to come, and then I'll have some other people. And like I said, we'll have dialogue. There'll be times where you can ask questions concerning certain topics. Or, you know, I'll be like, hey, I'm opening the door for questions. Is there something you're dealing with when it comes to the prophetic? You want some understanding on, or you just want to edify, you just want to talk about it? I'll open that up. And the only thing I'm asking for, don't take over the show. It'll just be a time to just fellowship, edify. So I will let you all know when that will be. But I'm trying to get Apostle Kimberly C. Johnson to come next week and actually be on the line, I mean on the show, and actually talk about it. So thank you to everybody that tuned in, everybody that's going to tune in. You all be blessed today. Be safe. Enjoy your day. Thank you for tuning in again to Establishing the Glory Internet Show. God bless you.